7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. Okay. And here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh yeah, okay. Welcome to Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here watching the highlights of a Mahjong game that took place like 4 or 5 nights ago. Wow, that guy bailed out with that wimpy hand. Yeah. Not as dramatic as the previous move. Anyway, so what are we doing? Yeah, I'm drinking tea. So that's good. I woke up this morning after sleeping once again rather well. But I woke up this morning and it was cold and dark. And I said, why is it cold and dark? And I went up into my kitchen to make breakfast and tea and everything. And it was snowing. It's very overcast and it's snowing, but it's warm. And when I say warm, I mean a few degrees above freezing. And so the snow's not really doing anything. It's just coming down. And it's dark outside. Because too many clouds. So here we are. I had sort of kind of a weird night last night. Before going to sleep, I had this funny weird little pain in my hip. Although maybe I shouldn't call it a pain. It was just this thing. And it was annoying. And apparently it's gone now. So yay. Very, very happy about that. What? Okay, the first question is, can everybody else hear that? Of course you realize what this means. It's time for some cat investigations. Which means I need to stand up. Okay, yeah, no problem. We need to go upstairs because something is happening up here. I'm hearing strange cat noises, like things are falling off of things and being knocked around on the floor. Yeah, well, hi. What are you doing? What are you messing with exactly? Oh, I think I see what's happening over here. Uh-huh. Okay, over here on the kitchen floor is a thing. I don't know what this thing is called. It's some kind of collar. This collar was used for, or didn't need to be used for, the replacement faucet for my kitchen sink. So I'm just going to put this back up here on the counter. Does that mean somebody was up on the counter? I don't think so. Why is this light on? We should probably turn this light off. The snow is still coming down. And it's collecting a little bit on my deck, but my patio, you know, my patio is getting a light dusting. Well, what? Hi. Hi, hello. I have to go do the show now. You can just do some kitty stuff if you want. So the cat's going to walk out the other door to the bathroom and wander over by the back door. Yeah. Huh. No, there's no going outside today. You don't want to go out there. It's snowing. You're going to get snowed on. And there's water coming down out of the sky. Kitties don't like water. Well, at least my cat doesn't like water. But she doesn't hate it all that much. I mean, I can bathe my cat when required. She's not you know, usually super excited about it, which is fine. But she'll put up with it. Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm grabbing some stuff so we can go over here into the synth zone. Because I did mess with this thing a little bit last night. I just added one more little bit of modulation, and then I had an idea. Ugh. And so we're going to explore some ideas. Yeah, or maybe not. We're running out of patch cables. Do we have synth? Yes. And one of the things I did is I separated the outputs of the runaway oscillator. Why did I do this? I'm not sure. And why did I run the A side into the filter? I don't remember what the hell's going on here. So yeah, now we got two things. We got this coming out. That's getting a little howly, isn't it? Maybe it's just because it's stuck on that note. So we've got this coming out of one side of the oscillator, and we've got this coming out the other side of the oscillator, which sounds a lot cooler when the sequence is running. So let's hit go. So that's fun. Here's the other half. And here's what they sound like together. And we can add the rest of the stuff too. That's great and all, but it's starting to annoy me. I feel like, have I gone too far? Have I taken this too far? Are we just making noise now for the sake of making noise? One of the other thing that I did was I switched some stuff up, or did I? Yeah, no, I did and I didn't. I switched something back and then But anyway, yeah, we've got envelope tricks, and we've got so many damn envelope tricks that, does this need to happen? Just on the runaway oscillator? Because I don't know if I even like the new thing with its weird gronk, grinch, grinch. Now it's noisy. Have I overdone it? You know, that heavy distortion, that is that really so great? Let's unplug that for a second, see what happens. It's still there, it's just not as gronky. What happens if we plug it into here? Yeah, gosh. Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Do we really need this? Do I really need to introduce obnoxious noise? Don't really feel like I do. So instead, maybe we should plug this into the other thingy. So let's bring up the little melodic thing. And let's mess with this. Now, what should we mess with? Let's do some of the most obvious things first. We'll go with this. Bafwee! Okay, yeah, it's a little subtle, but every once in a while there's some warpage, and you hear a little fwee fwee and zoo-zoo. Like that. Okay, that's really cute. Let's put it in here and see what this does. Uh-huh. Makes it a little buzzier. Right there. And right there. Okay. Basically, what's happening here is I've got... What am I doing here? The function generator, when it gets triggered by, it gets triggered by the sequencer every 8 beats. And then it goes out to a mult, which splits it, and it splits it into the cutoff of Florian to give us that. Wow. Zow. So that same function is being fed into a Vectrol. And then, yeah, I'm tracing this on my synth. Except I'm doing it kind of weird and backwards. It's going into the CV input, but the input is... coming out of... Well, I thought it was coming out of Florian's... Wait a second. I thought this was the one that I hooked up. Yeah, no. Now it's just being triggered by clock. At one point in time, I had this hooked up to one of Florian's envelopes, but I put that into something else, and now where's that going? That is going... Oh, yeah. That goes into the wave folding of the... of the runaway oscillator, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're talking about this thing that isn't very dramatic. Because, how am I doing this again? What am I even talking about? Oh yeah, the function generator is split, and it goes into the Vectrol, which is being triggered by nothing but clock. And so it goes weird and does weird things, and we're not gonna... I don't like it. This isn't dramatic enough. What if we plug it into this? It's too subtle. We get some like accents every once in a while, but let's put it here. What does this do? Yeah, that's gonna mess up our timing a little bit. Fun. But what I really want to do is put it into the accent input. Let's see how this goes. Yeah. Oh, that one was stronger. Yeah, we're getting the accents. At first they were a little too subtle, but yeah, now we're good. But I still feel like we can do better. That's okay. But there might be a better way to do this. And the better way is to do what? Well, here's what we do. We clock our sequential switch. Groovy, groovy. And then we take an offset and we plug that into the input. And then we take this cable that we were using and we plug this into one of the outputs. How about this one? Okay. Okay, this is good. This is what I'm looking for. We're getting the accents, and I've got the switch running on all four channels. We could switch that up, and I can use the offset here to increase or decrease the strength of that accent. Because if I remember correctly, this is 3 dB per volt. Yeah. Dramatic. Much better. And it's not regular. See, we can flip this switch and make it happen more often. Let's go to 2. Let's go to 3. Let's go to 4. And let's give it a little bit more. Hey, let's take it all the way down. And now let's bring it back up. And let's bring the other stuff back. And I want to change something really quick, and there we go. Thank you. Okay. I'm happy with that for its dynamic interest. That's working out pretty good. I like it. Tasty, tasty. So much flavors. So the next question is, what are we going to do with this little envelope that we're not using for anything? Well, I don't know. What are we going to do? Do we have any cables left? We've got the really long ones, and we got a couple of short ones that... We got one short one that'll reach into the modeling synth. Where do we plug it in? What does this do? Does that do any noticeable thing? Not really. That's cool. Okay, what if we plug this into here instead? Oh, I'm listening to the wrong thing. No wonder this doesn't make any damn sense. Try to be smart. I am trying to be smart. I'm not hearing anything. Let's switch over to something more dramatic. Okay, there we go. Although that's kind of subtle, are we going to even hear that when it's mixed in with everything else? I mean, I really like it. It's like little space birds in my music. Let's see what it sounds like once we flip the solo switch. Thank you.
like that.
It's like those little space birds hanging out in my synth. And we're getting lots of little twinkly twiddly dwees. I love it. I love it already. And I wrote this down. See, I had a note on a napkin. Oh, I left it over there. That said to myself, hey, don't do that, do this. Which meant to, you know, mess with the modal synth. If we're going to do all these modulation tricks, what all these modulation tricks? Yeah, that's my whole point. What are we doing? What are we talking about here? But anyway, what else was I going to do? Oh yeah, mess with the filter. I sort of had this idea where maybe we need to be focusing on doing filter tricks and VCA tricks. And, you know, these are all really great ideas. But that doesn't necessarily mean we've got the patch cables to do this. Because just to listen to this obnoxious noise uses up all the patch cables except for two of the 5-footers. AKA the 1.5 meters, and there still remains one of the short ones, one of the 6-centimeter ones, not 6 centimeters, 6 inches. They're about 15 centimeters, and dude, they were spanking me. Can't even hear her over all of this obnoxiousness. So at least we've got some, you know, cool synth happening. Attention to the time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and now it's time for me to tell you that this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
Yeah.
The end of the line, yes.
And I'm out of here.